Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey. Welcome back to the Faithfully Confident podcast for another episode. So today we are going to be talking about the number one thing that is destroying, annihilating your confidence. I bet you won't have an idea on what that is. Just kidding. It is you. You are the one thing, the number one thing that is destroying your confidence. So we're going to talk about that today and dive a little bit into that. But before we do, let's grab your drink of choice, get yourself nice and cozy, and just say a quick little prayer just to get the vibe going for this podcast and just to welcome the Holy Spirit into today's episode. So without further ado, let's begin today's prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in the sacred space of this podcast, we come before you today with humble hearts, seeking your divine presence and your guidance. As we delve into the depths of our inner struggles today, we recognize the power of the inner critic that often clouds our minds with self-doubt and negativity. God, we lift our burdens of our inadequacy and fear to your throne. You've created us in your image with unique gifts and talents that reflect your boundless creativity. Yet we confess that we often allow the whispers of doubt to overshadow your divine design. Grant us the strength to discern between the voice of our inner critic and your loving voice of truth. Help us to stand firm in the knowledge that your grace is sufficient for us, and that your plans for us are filled with hope and filled with purpose. In this moment of reflection, we surrender our fears and uncertainties to your loving embrace. Lord, fill us with your unwavering love and assurance, reminding us that we are fearfully and we are wonderfully made. May the understanding of our worthiness in your eyes empower us to silence the echoes of the self-doubt within us. As we journey through this episode today, may your presence illuminate our hearts and minds. May your word be a lamp unto our feet, guiding us away from the shadows of insecurity and towards the radiant light of your truth. Father, we pray that as we learn to quiet the inner critic's voice, we will rediscover the confidence that comes from knowing we are cherished by you. Strengthen us, Lord, to walk in the fullness of your love and purpose, and to be the vessels of light and positivity that you have called us all to be. In this we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Hello. All right. Oh, I love praying on these episodes. So wonderful. It feels so good. And I love just to listen to them myself and go back. So yay. Anyways, so today we're going to examine that inner critic. We're going to discuss that voice within us that whispers that self-doubt and that negativity and just all of that icky stuff to us. And I want to talk about that internal monologue that we often have that gives us those amplified feelings of inadequacy, fear, that is essentially causing us to question our God-given abilities and those achievements that we've achieved. I mean, me personally, I still don't know today, even with the success we've had with this podcast. Why am I doing this podcast? You know, who's going to listen to this podcast? Who am I to speak on that? Like, I still have that insecurity and that self-doubt about having this podcast. And look at how far we've come with this podcast. We've come so far since day one. And I'm still working on that inner voice and that inner monologue of, I'm not enough. I can't do this. You should just quit now. Like, quit while you're ahead. And like, all of the things. Like, I'm looking at my inner child and I'm just like crying, looking at her going like, why would you say those things? Like, you're making a huge impact with this podcast. You're making a huge difference. These people need to hear you speak. This is your ministry. This is your ministry, Courtney. Your podcast is your ministry. Like, so I just wanted to start that off and just say that, you know, especially as my loyal listeners, I feel like I should give you guys like a name, because I know a lot of podcasts I listen to have like a name for their listeners. And I was watching a show yesterday with my daughter, Camp Cretaceous. It's like a Jurassic Park spinoff for those of you that have kids. Jurassic Park spinoff for what, or like younger kids, right? But there's this one girl in there and she's got like listeners for her YouTube channel, and she calls them like the Brooklanders or something. I'm like, I want to come up with something for my podcast. So I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to come. We're going to get there. My confidence crowd. No, that's lame. That's lame. Anyways, but yeah, so silencing that inner voice, that inner mean girl, or inner mean men, if I have, you know, men listeners. Sorry, love you guys. But I want you guys to really just focus and own in on that voice within you. What is that voice saying? And think about it this way. And I really want you to do this with yourself. I want you to, after you do this, just pause this episode and just think of all those negative thoughts. Yes, I want you to think about them. I want you to think about them because I want you to put them front and center. I want you to acknowledge them. I want you to know that they are there, and I want you to know that it's normal to have those thoughts. We all deal with it. I mean, even top of the line people, I'm sure, have their own inner thoughts, but they have the ability to strengthen their mind to overcome them faster than those who are not acknowledging those thoughts. So what I want you to do today, after listening to this episode, is I want you to write down all of those thoughts. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. Why would they listen to me? Why this? Why? Like, write all of that crap down. Put it front and center, right in front of you. I want you to look at that paper. I want you to look at it and like really look at it, you guys. Don't just read it and go, oh, okay, yeah, you know, it sucks I have those thoughts. No, I want you to read it and soak that in. And now I want you to look at that list again with a different perspective, a different lens, and think about it like this. Would you say this to your daughter, your best friend, your mom, someone that you love and care deeply for? Would you tell those thoughts to them? Would you say, you can't do this, you're not enough, they're not going to listen to you, you're not going to go far, you don't have enough experience, you don't have this, you don't have that? Like, would you say those things to those people? I know I wouldn't. I know I wouldn't want those people to think those thoughts. So why is it that we think it's okay to have those thoughts, and not only have those thoughts, but hold on to those beliefs? And once you have those thoughts become a part of us. They become not only a part of us, that they become our structure of our life. I can't remember the quote. It's like a really powerful quote, but it's along the lines of, you know, your thoughts become your actions, and your, or I can't remember it, you guys. I'm sorry. But I'm sure you know exactly which quote I'm talking about because it's such a popular quote. But it's really true. Like, when you think a thought, you start to believe it, and then you start speaking that thought, and then your actions start bringing that thought into your reality, and it becomes your life. I wrote a number one best-selling devotional called Self-Love for Women. Prior to that, I had this big dream to be an author, but I held on to that thought that I don't have the ability to write a book. I don't have the knowledge to publish my own book. I don't have this. I don't have this. I don't. I don't. I don't. I can't. I can't. I can't. It became a number one international bestseller, and I wrote this book in a Starbucks in 4 hours. That's all it took. And I just prayed about it and said, Lord, I know you want me to write this devotional. Give me the knowledge, give me the tools, give me the skills, give me the abilities, give me exactly what it is that I need in order to put this out into the world for those who need it. And boom, I did it. I pushed aside that inner critic of mine and said, no, you are wrong. God has a purpose for this, and He will equip me, He will qualify me, and it is going to happen. So, no, you are wrong. That is not a thought that I am willing to have. That is not a belief that I am willing to instill within me. I am capable. I am confident. I am courageous. I am strong. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ. Remember that verse because it will help you get through all of these times where that inner critic is just so strong that you don't know what to do. Remember that scripture and hold it close to your heart because you can get through this. You can do this. God is not going to put you through anything that you cannot handle. He is not going to do that to you. He is not that kind of a loving father. And I want you to, as you are going through these things in your life, and that inner critic is just so strong and so powerful, I want you to cast all your cares and all your worries and all the things upon the Lord. You were designed to cast those thoughts onto God, not carry those thoughts. You were not designed to have the weight of the world on your shoulder and those feelings of doubts and insecurities. You were not created to do that. You are not qualified to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders, okay, you guys? I'm sorry, but you're not that strong. You're strong, but not strong enough to carry the world on your shoulders. So, with that being said, there was something in my journal I just wanted to share, if I can find it here. Where did it go? Da, 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 da. Oh, there we go. So, I want you to know that the Holy Spirit is living within you, and there is no feelings of insecurity, no doubts, nothing that the enemy is trying to get you to believe that can overtake you. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. And all of the situations and all of those feelings that you're going through, I want you to just cast them away and give them to the Lord. And I want you to know that everything that you are going through, God does not put you through anything you cannot handle. Everything that you're going through is going to have a purpose, and He will not put you through anything that does not have a purpose within it. So, I feel like this episode has been a lot longer than I wanted already, so I'm just going to end that right there. But I, again, I want you to know that you are capable and you can get through this. And that inner critic is literally the one thing that is stopping you from being the most confident being that you can possibly be. That inner critic is the one that is putting you through a detour in your life because you believe that you can't. But I believe that you can. God believes that you can. He knows that you can, and I know that you can too. So cast all those thoughts, all those worries, all those doubts, all those insecurities, cast them away. Give them to God and say, Lord, I don't want to think these things anymore. I don't want to believe these things. I am giving my disbelief to you. Help me to believe. Help me to believe I'm strong. Help me to believe I'm confident. Help me to believe I'm capable. And just help me through this, Lord. And He will. He will hold your hand and He will guide you through it all. So I love you. God bless you all. And I will see you for next episode. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.